Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Manny Alexander. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Curtis Goodwin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Kevin Brown. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento takes first base on ball four. Tomy moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Goodwin moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hammonds strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Vizquel. Goodwin scores. Anderson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin who is chasing the ball. Kirby reaches third base with a triple. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Kirby scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento juggles the ball. That's an error on Sorrento. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is 0 for 1 in the game. Manto strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Goodwin. Murray reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a pop-up towards third. Manto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kirby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Peña moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Peña moves to third. Kirby moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Peña scores. Kirby moves to third. Lofton moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hammonds hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Murray reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-2 in the game. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manto for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peña is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kirby hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lofton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vizquel hits a line drive towards first. Palmeiro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Murray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez pinch hits for Harold Baines. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lee now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is 0 for 3 in the game. Manto hits a line drive into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Chris Hoyles. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz strikes out. Two outs. Matt Noakes pinch hits for Manny Alexander. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.